What's going on, everybody? Tony with Real Estate Stuff Chicago, and I am sitting with a very, very good friend of mine named Lupe Chavez with ERA Mi Casa. How are you, Lupe?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And I thought for today's podcast we'd do something kind of fun. With the holidays being here, there are certain holiday drinks that a lot of people are going to consume. And I have one in front of my computer right here. You can't see it. Not yet, at least. Because I want to find out if you've ever had it and if you know what it's actually made of. Can you take a wild guess at what holiday drink I may be describing?
Now I'm relieved. I thought you were going to ask me to sing.
No, not yet. That's the next podcast.
All right.
What holiday drink that's usually consumed around Christmas could I be thinking of right now?
Eggnog?
Absolutely. So you win, ding, ding, ding. 10 points for eggnog. Question number one, have you ever had it?
Yes.
Really? What was your experience?
As far as did I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yes, in small dosages.
Really? I've never had it. I'm actually terrified of it. Whenever I see it at holiday parties.
Are you serious?
It freaks me out a little bit because...
The word egg.
and the word nog. You know, what do you, egg and nog. I mean, egg is great. I love scrambled eggs, but... You know, I'm looking at a bottle, and I see the word nog, and it's eggnog, and I have no idea. So, do you know how it's actually made?
I do not, and now that you're mentioning it, it sounds like it could be scary. Rum?
Okay, keep going. What else do you think?
Cream? Nutmeg?
Okay, keep going.
Nutmeg?
So you said that right? So you said, well, no, I'm not confirming.
Okay.
You said nutmeg, you said rum, you said cream.
Like heavy cream, right?
Okay.
That's what I meant. Let's see. I don't know that there's actually eggs in there.
Is it alcoholic or no?
I believe it is alcoholic because rum has alcohol.
Okay, cool. So according to Wikipedia.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fine. We'll put cinnamon on the board. According to Wikipedia, the homemade traditional nutmeg is made of milk, cream, sugar, raw eggs, some alcoholic spirits and spices, vanilla, nutmeg, and some other recipes, cloves. Cloves. Yeah. So you got a couple.
I can taste all those things. Maybe I didn't get into all the spices.
You know, it doesn't sound that bad now that I'm looking at it.
You know, now that you said that there's actual raw eggs in, I really didn't think there was actual raw eggs in there.
Yeah. I mean, eggnog. And isn't that weird, though?
That sounds kind of yucky.
Because my mom was always like, yeah, you never eat raw eggs, Tony. You never eat raw eggs.
Really? My parents gave us, what are they called? They were like semi-raw. So she would boil them for, instead of the 7-minute, you know, hard-boiled egg, she'd do like 3 minutes. So it was a little bit, how do you say, watery.
Oh, really?
And we shake it up and we put lemon and a little bit of salt. Mm-hmm. And that was our go-to drink. Like that would supposedly gave us all the protein we needed for the day. She called it vitamins, but now I know that it's protein and eggs. So
man, my only,
it was yummy.
My only measuring stick that I had for the healthiness of raw eggs was when I saw Rocky drink the eggs movie. Mm-hmm. And I mean, ever since, like, even I'll cook eggs for my kids now. And right away, like, my son touched egg the other day, and I was like, wash your hands.
So, yeah, I think there's a conspiracy against raw eggs, but I distinctly remember consuming raw eggs often as a child. Mm-hmm. Not only just like that, like semi-cooked, we would crack them into the noodle soup, you know, the fideo soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would crack it in there. Really hot, nice, and the soup was right, nice and hot, and you'd crack the egg, kind of like an egg drop soup, but it wouldn't be hot enough to cook. Mm. So we would eat it with that. Drop a raw egg into our milkshakes with banana or strawberry or whatever. Add that protein in there.
Jeez, I've never had that.
We had that often growing up.
So you said that she would take the raw egg and put it in milk?
Like a regular milkshake, it would be a banana, like a full piece of banana or full banana, and then a cup and a half of milk, and a raw egg. Never added sugar. It was always, you know, ripe banana, so it was usually sweet enough.
Is that considered like a traditional thing?
I don't know that it was traditional, but I mean, we're definitely Maybe Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, we ate it here.
It wasn't in Mexico. We're from Mexico, but we consumed that here in the States because I grew up here.
Yeah, I wonder if she saw that, like on TV and was like, oh, let me make that. Or is that something that was brought over or something that she had before when she was younger?
I would probably venture to say it was a Mexican thing because obviously you have the chickens and the eggs are right there and you go from the chicken to your table. So that was probably the difference.
We went from eggnog to the egg to the yolk to the chicken now.
To the chicken, all the way to the start.
That's cool. So eggnog is basically like an American drink, something that was, I'm assuming, was invented here. I don't know the complete history of it, but what do you got in your arsenal from Mexico that you drink around the holiday season that you can tell me about?
Ponche.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It's like a warm sangria.
Sounds
it's
like Hawaiian punch.
No.
Ponche.
No, get out of here. No, it's Mexican. Bunch of fruits boiled together. I don't know other ingredients because I'm not that much of a Mexican, I guess.
Yeah, it's a warm sangria, though. Kind of.
It's like a warm sangria. It has, tamarind, guava. It has some little apples that are called tejocotes. Do you know them?
No.
When I was little, my mom didn't want me to eat them off the tree, so she'd say they were venomous. So, anyway, they're not. So they put it in this.
They're like little apples?
Kind of like little apples, but they're yellow. Mm. They're a little bit bigger than those little tiny.
Kind of like those little red berries you can't eat off the bushes in the city.
Yeah, so they. Yeah, exactly. So I had that in mind when I saw those. So it was always like a point of caution.
Ah.
So you put that in, you boil it, you boil all this fruit together, apples, all of this different types of fruit that just kind of fuse together when boiling, and then you top it off with some pique. So you put tequila or whiskey or something to that effect to give it a kick. That's the kick, that's the alcohol.
Okay.
You put it in after, before you're going to drink it.
I'm very behind in my slang.
So you can have it, without... Without alcohol, non-alcoholic, right?
Oh, fancy.
And then you serve it in a cup and you pique for mom, no pique for...
Okay.
For the kids, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. They can have regular ponche.
Regular ponche.
They can have Hawaiian ponche.
No. This is good ponche. This is served warm.
And I like the fact that drink is warm. I don't drink a lot. My brother took me to this really cool bar called Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. It's on Roosevelt. And the bartenders were sitting up there, and it was a cold day. And I said, hey, I want something to drink. Do you have any coffee? And he looked at me like I was crazy. And he goes, I don't have coffee, but if you want something hot, I can give you something called a hot buttered rum. Mm-hmm. Never had it before, but I had to make it for me. And I watched him pour. I watched him boil water, and then he put rum in it. He put a couple different spices in it. And then I was like, I wonder what he meant by buttered. He literally took a slab of butter and threw it inside of the melted. Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
No, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
What is it called?
Hot buttered rum.
I got to look for that.
And so,
hot buttered rum.
So now that's like my craze. If you go to Jewel or even on the internet, you're looking for coffee, you can literally buy hot buttered rum flavored coffee. Had I never had the drink, I would have never have ventured to buy the actual
creamer.
Yeah. Well, no. It's the actual bean. The beans pre-flavored to be hot buttered rum flavored beans. So that's my go-to drink whenever I'm at Fitzgerald's. And the funny thing is that if I go to another bar and I ask them for it, they look at me like I'm crazy. Sure. Like, what do you mean hot buttered rum?
So is that an Irish thing?
I don't know. You know,
is that an Irish bar for sales?
I think it was. I think it is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an Irish thing, Irish. Thank you so much, Irish people out there, for instilling that into, this new culture.
Thanks for Irish cream as well.
Thanks for Irish cream, right? Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for St. Patrick's Day.
We appreciate all together.
We appreciate
just drinking all around.
As a matter of fact, Lupa is wearing a green sweater right now.
Right on point. It was my Christmas sweater, but we went into
okay,
May.
It's okay, but we'll take that to Ireland right now. So, eggnog, scale of 1 to 10, based on your prior experience, What do you rate it, and would you ever drink it again?
I drink it. I mean, if it's available, I drink it. But I would say like an 8 because I can't drink it in high dosages. So I'll drink a couple of sips. It's just too sweet for me.
Tell me about the eggnog buzz. Is there an eggnog buzz?
No. Well, not for me because I don't drink enough of it to get anywhere near a buzz.
Okay.
But
imagine what that's like to be buzzed on eggnog.
I mean, I would want to probably barf before I got...
That tia at the party. What's wrong with Lupe? Ooh, hitting that eggnog.
She got that salmonella in her.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think I could ever drink... Now, ponche, I can get drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now it sounds like I would, too. Yeah. Especially if it's
amazing.
Like a warm sangria, that's right up my alley. That's awesome.
And it's a little bit tartar, but with the pique, it's all good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Lupe, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about eggnog with me. Guys, if you're looking for Lupe Chavez, you can find her online at, I believe it's lupechavezrealty.com.
That's right.
Perfect. And if you want to subscribe to the blog, just go to realestatestuffchicago.com for more news and fun podcasts such as this one today. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much. Lupe, you are awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem.